The first family heads to Martha's Vineyard for a 10-day vacation starting today. That means the president has come to the island both summers since he was elected. Last summer, there was a lot of excitement about the new popular president and his family, but with polls showing a slip in the president's popularity, we wanted to get a sense of how business owners and tourists are getting ready for his visit this year. So we talked to one of both. First, we reached Eric Albert, the owner of the Oak Bluffs Inn. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So this is the second visit to the vineyard by the first family. And last year there was a huge amount of publicity and there was all the rage over the I vacationed with Obama T-shirts. Are people seemingly as excited this year?
Yeah, the T-shirts are in the shop and the Obama-ritas over at Sharky's restaurant. It's a margarita named after Obama. And Secret Service is driving around. You can definitely feel their presence today.
Now, President Clinton used to vacation there, too. How would you compare the two?
Clinton was definitely more of a campaigner kind of vacationer. He would greet the crowds and such, and Obama is definitely more low-key. We did get the opportunity to see him last year, so we're thankful for that.
How'd you see him?
He was having dinner across the street from my house.
So you saw him from the front porch of the Oak Bluffs Inn at the nearby restaurant?
Correct.
Did you ever get to meet him?
I have not. I was about 8 feet away from him.
Is a presidential visit a boost to your business?
Huge. Couldn't ask for it. I mean, just them talking about it, everything they do.
Is it ever sort of a pain in the neck? You know, you got Secret Service, you got traffic, you got roads closed. You can't. You know, you think you can go somewhere and you can't because you know the president.
There's elements of that. I don't really generally because I'm home, so I don't really have to go through that. But the day after he was across the street from the house, he went to a different restaurant, him and the whole family, at the other end of the street. And I was home all day, and I had no idea that it was going on.
We've heard that, you know, there aren't a lot of details about exactly what the president might be doing while he's vacationing there. The White House spokesperson said, you know, he's going to have some ice cream, play some golf. What are you hearing from folks on the island? What are the rumors about where he might go this year and what he might do?
Definitely the golf. They go bike riding here and there. Maybe a little mini golf, beach.
Maybe the Oak Bluffs Inn.
Maybe coming to Oak Bluffs, and check out town, see the gingerbread houses. I mean, there's just so much to see and do out here, so I just hope they take advantage of it.
I understand that one of your guests, Virgil Rowley from Indianapolis, is there as well. Could we speak with him?
Yeah, Virgil's right here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Virgil. How are you?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Why are you vacationing on the vineyard this summer?
I came last year for the first time. Enjoyed it tremendously, probably much more than I ever thought I would.
Now, did you come last year for the first time because the president was going to be there?
No, we had no idea that the president was here or coming or had nothing to do with the president. We came just totally based on the vineyard being here.
Are you going to try to see the president while you're there?
Well, if he shows up, I would love for that to occur while we're here, but if he doesn't, I'm still going to have a heck of a time just doing the things that we came to do.
All right. Well, Virgil Rowley, vacationing on Martha's Vineyard from Indianapolis, thanks very much for speaking with us.
All righty. You take care.